From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Hundreds of cyclists rode through southeast Colorado this past weekend for the fifth annual Pedal the Plains ride. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky rode from Ordway to Fowler on the first day and brought back this report.
Darla Wayno has always lived in Crowley, Colorado. She's now the town clerk.
How many people live in Crowley, do you know?
About 190.
Mm-hmm. So you probably know everyone.
I sure do, especially since I collect their water bills each month.
She helped open the Crowley Heritage Center and Museum in the town hall in 1994 and is still its curator.
It's our community building and our county museum, and we're very proud of it.
On this warm Friday afternoon, hundreds of people came through the basement museum, most of them wearing bike helmets and spandex shorts. The Crowley Heritage Center was an educational stop on the first day of the Pedal the Plains ride. Visitors read display boards Wayno had made about Crowley County's past successes. Antique clothing, saddles, and other artifacts were also on display.
This is wonderful to have all these people from other countries all over the United States to come here, and how proud they are to be able to be a part of this and how proud I am to show it to them.
Four miles outside of Ordway, Bobby's Bird Farm awaited cyclists. The property was full of animal enclosures for hundreds of birds as well as other animals. One employee carried a baby wallaroo for cyclists to pet. Bobby Franks, farm founder, grew up in Ordway and said he was glad to see all the riders.
How does it feel having all these people come and visit?
A lot of people.
Have you ever had this many people at once before?
No.
The camels were particularly popular. Silverthorne resident Ian Monk is part of the safety team for Pedal the Plains. He's been involved each year. He says the ride is a great way to get to know eastern Colorado.
Myself, I'd only ever been through the eastern plains going somewhere else, never really stopped at the towns and seen what goes on, so it's been a huge education, and we want to come back and spend more time out here.
Along the route, cyclists collected oranges and trail mix from 4-H clubs at aid stations. Residents of various towns came out of their houses to wave at passing riders from their front porches. Nate Cabrera is 9 years old and has a bright red bike. Cabrera just started the fourth grade in Swink. He rode the day one route with his dad, Pat.
And what do you like about riding your bike?
I get to spend time with my dad and my friends.
This was the third big ride Pat Cabrera did with his son this summer. He manages the medical supply store in Ordway.
First of all, I want them to enjoy the outdoors and the freedom just being outside and being with friends. It's so much better. So together, I guess. So.
Miles outside of Fowler, in Olney Springs, musicians from there, Manzanola and Pueblo, played rock music for passing cyclists. The music floated through the quiet town as the American flag flew overhead. The 150-mile, 3-day ride passed through Fowler, Ordway, and La Junta. There were nearly 20 educational stops throughout the full route. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.